The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 136, Convergence.
Garcia!
Yo!
How many large ones do you see?
Right now, just one really big one. He's slow, so I'm trying to take out the faster ones.
Concentrate all your fire on the big one.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. Lieutenant, Carlos, you two concentrate your fire on the closest ones. Once the big one goes down, they should double back to the carcass.
On it.
Chopper, back down here for a second. You think the smaller ones will stop their charge and join the kill?
I've seen it before.
He's down.
Yeah, they're doubling back. We can pick them off now.
No, hold your fire. Shoot only if they begin an attack. These smaller ones are the scavengers. Once the bigger beasts are full, these smaller ones will move in to finish it off.
But it'd be like shooting fish in a barrel.
No, he's right, Garcia. You keep your eyes peeled for the next big one.
These beasts are opportunists. The smell of blood will draw more beasts in and they will resume the attack. If they do, pick off the biggest one as before. We're going to reach a point where we'll just have to button up and ride this out.
Didn't someone say these creatures hate the light?
Yes, but if you're thinking about using the truck's headlights and the searchlight, I don't think it'll be enough.
When I was on the roof, I noticed several banks of lights.
And you're just now telling us this?
They didn't look operable. I didn't see any source of power.
That's probably because it uses an antiquated system that requires a portable or remote generator that would most likely run off of fossil fuel.
I saw a small shed when we drove in, close to the building. It would be right around the corner here.
I'll go out and check it out.
I can't let you do that. Lieutenant, that's a suicide mission.
These creatures will not attack us if we can light up these searchlights. I think you'll be reasonably safe out there.
All right, Lieutenant. But get back here if any of them resume their attack.
Joffre, take my position here and cover me. Be ready to bail out of that seat when I return.
Go!
Let's go, Lieutenant. Double time. What's wrong with that guy? He's strolling like he's taking out the trash.
He's a Galvan. His kind show little to no emotion. Most of all, they seem to have little fear in battle. That's why Rage seeks them out as pilots. To him, this is just a leisurely stroll outside.
With flesh-eating creatures in a feeding frenzy? I hope he knows what he's doing.
We'll certainly find out soon enough. I'm getting back into firing position. The lieutenant is going to see if there's a generator for these lights on top of the building. We'll need to provide cover fire as needed.
Garcia, 45 right. Look at the trees. Whatever it's doing, it's making those big trees look like high weeds.
This belt is almost out. I need a new clip.
Roger that, Garcia. Lock and load. We'll cover.
Hiya! That's the biggest one yet.
He's the dominant male. He's going for the kill. That means some of the smaller ones might turn their attention to the lieutenant. Garcia, have you reloaded yet?
Almost there.
Hey, you got a small one charging. 10 left.
I'll take him.
Great shot, Joffre.
These antique weapons do a nice job.
Locked and loaded.
Take out the big one.
I was hoping you'd say that.
Good shooting. That should keep the others busy.
We have lights?
We have lights, Major. Here comes the lieutenant. Garcia, Carlos, you two stand down. Come down here and try and get some rest. I'll take first watch.
I can assist. My people function well with little sleep.
That's fine with me. Major, the lieutenant command the machine gun. I'm going up onto the roof and adjust the lights. I suggest that you get some sleep too. We've a long ride ahead of us tomorrow.
Yeah, well, if it's all the same to you, Major, I'm gonna go into the shelter. I don't want to keep everybody up all night. Well, good Monday morning.
Isn't that an oxymoron?
Oh, come on. The start of a new week, new challenges, and our new case.
You mean our first case, don't you?
Here, have a cup of joe.
Cup of joe? What, one day on the job and you're already Mickey Spillane? My first day on the job and in walks this dame. I knew she was trouble the first time I...
All right. How about a cup of coffee instead? Here, this is what your dad was able to get from the state police contacts. Mostly her vetting papers.
Okay, what exactly do you want me to concentrate on first?
Well, I thought maybe you could start with her social media presence. Maybe we can pick up on her hobbies and interests, and if she does that selfie stuff, maybe we'll see where she's been recently.
Selfie stuff? Really, Jim?
Hey, people today don't realize how much about themselves they post online. There's almost no need to do surveillance anymore. Just follow them on that Insta picture thing.
Honestly, Mickey, when are you going to join the 21st century? You could do this if you just get a real phone.
Ah, don't you start to. Your sister was on me about that all the time. My flip phone does exactly what I want it to do. I can make calls and receive calls.
You don't even text.
Why text? There's too much confusion with just words. You got something to tell me? Man, tell me. Don't send me a bunch of smiley faces and LOLs. Besides, it takes forever to send one. Look, I have to press the number 7 4 times to get an S. Then I gotta wait a couple of seconds to type a P. And on and on.
When all I have to do is press this key for your number and this key to call. Man, have I heard this argument before.
Hey, morning, Horace. You know it's true. All these smartphones do is make people more stupid. A guy calls from the bathroom. Help, my GPS is out. I don't know how to get out to the living room.
Seriously, Dad, how do you put up with this dinosaur?
Because when we worked together, there weren't smartphones. In fact, early on, there weren't cell phones.
Oh, that's right. They were still trying to perfect human flight. So, Jim, how well did you know the Wright brothers?
Ha ha, no, I didn't. But your dad did.
Yeah, nice guys. Used to make bicycles, too. So, where are we with this investigation?
Jim wants me to study Claire's social profile. Maybe we can see where she's been lately.
Sounds like a plan. You need me to do anything else, James?
Cook some breakfast?
I can certainly do that.
Before you go, did your contact give you any idea what kind of worker Claire is?
He just said there's nothing in her personnel file that would suggest anything but her being a reliable worker.
Okay, thanks. I'm going to give this file to Kate. She wants to participate, so I think looking through these files would be something easy to start out with. I'll start her on her social networking.
Sounds like a plan. I'm going to eat breakfast before I do anything. I might bounce some ideas off your dad and you and Kate. You going to join us?
I'm going to see if Kate wants anything. I'll probably eat inside with her. We can better formulate a plan that way. Are you going to Annapolis today?
Yeah, I still have some organizing to do. It'll give me a chance to think things through. We can all join up this evening and compare notes. Just something about this whole thing that, man, it doesn't make sense.
Oh, good, because I thought it was just me. I mean, it's like we said, she works for a top-notch branch of law enforcement and comes to you for help. No offense intended.
None taken, because I agree with you. But just like this old cup of joe, we'll soon get to the bottom of this.
Commander, I have the results of the spectral analysis of Boldivar's temperate zone.
Have you uploaded them to George yet?
Doing that now.
Data received. Analyzing.
How long have you been monitoring Boldivar's life zone?
My whole tour. It's been my understanding that this program has been in use since the space station became operational. As you know, Boldivar is only inhabited by primitive life forms when the IDF establishes a base here.
It seems like an odd place to establish a civilization. Since the planet is a tidal locking planet, it always faces the sun.
We refer to it as synchronous rotation. No seasonal change either, since Boldivar's axis is vertical, and of course, that means no day or night.
That's exactly my point.
If I may, this planet was chosen for those very reasons, and its strategic location in the solar system and in the galaxy. We are extremely close to several major portal systems. The fact that there is only daylight where the facility is located, and a constant temperature makes it ideal for military operations.
Seems like one would go stir-crazy down there.
Which is why I don't mind being up here. Robo 4 maintains the lighting and the temperatures, making it much more tolerable for sleep and establishing some sort of daily routine.
Commander, analysis complete. There are no significant changes in the heat patterns or air quality. Should I forward the results to Command?
Make it happen. Also, contact Command and see if there is any update on the Titan IV situation.
I copy.
What's next on the schedule?
We need to change out the carbon scrubbers.
Yeah, I was about to say it was getting a little stuffy in here.
Commander, I have acknowledgement of data receipt.
Very well. We'll proceed with the checklist for filter replacement.
Stand by, Commander. I am receiving a request for a conference call from the controller.
Open channel. Monitor 1, please. Sir, Commander Sims here with Lieutenant Andrews.
Gentlemen, we have a situation that has developed with Specialist Vlad.
Vlad, sir? Is he okay?
Did Commander Sims brief you on the incursion of the BSS by the two cosmonauts?
Yes, sir, he did.
We, of course, protected Vlad under our diplomatic immunity program. We have finally straightened everything out with the Planet 310 delegation. They have finally cleared Vlad of being involved in Russian organized crime on his planet. However, they still have questions about some of his immediate family.
Vlad talked with me about that after the incident. That's the main reason he volunteered for this assignment.
He now realizes that if they can track him down to the BSS in a distant solar system, they can find him anywhere. As a result, he is headed back to his home planet to deal with this directly. As a result, Lieutenant Andrews, you will be extended on station.
Not a problem, sir. I look forward to it.
When does Vlad depart?
He is departing immediately. By the way, his message to you was, all the pierogies are yours. I'm getting the real thing in a couple of days.
That sounds like him. Thank you, sir. By the way, any update from Titan IV?
Nothing new. We only know that there are two groups of Rage-led members and two groups of IDF-led members, and that they are all headed to the same destination. Nate and Tika are in orbit on standby if needed. You two continue with routine operations. I'll let you know of any changes. Controller out.
Well, looks like my TDY just became PCS.
Explain, please.
It just means his temporary duty became a permanent change of station.
Well then, it appears I have a whole new set of acronyms and idioms to learn from you, Lieutenant. More input.
I suggest you conserve your energy. We have a full day of paddling ahead of us. We can paddle side by side for now until the river narrows.
I'd feel better if we had more bottled water.
You really don't need any. Use the micromolecular filter you got from Brady. Just dip into the river and drink like you're using a straw.
Yeah, we've used them before. I just don't like sticking my face into a river full of flesh-eating fish.
Just be quiet about it. They won't bother you.
So I have to ask, are you planning on paddling right up to them and say, "Hey everyone, it's your fearless leader. Follow me to glory?"
As you have failed to see all along, we have planned everything to the last detail. We have left nothing to chance. Lenora's people have been preparing our way for many lunar cycles.
So if when we get there, they've got a bonfire going with a couple of kettles...
Then you had better be the one worrying. The true Rage Soldier is still faithful to the Master. We've been preparing them for the great expedition to riches.
You mean your crazy plan to attack the monetary reserves of the IDF?
That is what feeds a mercenary army. They'll follow me anywhere for that.
They'll follow anyone anywhere for that. I could tell them that I know where a great monetary unit cache was, and they'd follow me.
Do you know where one is?
Yeah, it's at the bottom of this river, Lenora. Why don't you dive in and check it out?
Enough, you two. Conserve your energy and keep paddling. We must arrive before sunset. Did you hear that? That is why we must press on. He is deep in the jungle now, but he'll come to the banks at sunset.
It's getting easier to paddle here.
We're at low tide right now. Soon the ocean will be pushing water into the river and we'll have a favorable current. We'll be able to make good time.
There's a lot of debris scattered here. We'll drop in behind you.
If you are having thoughts of making a break for it...
We're not stupid, Lister. We heard that creature. If we try to make it back to the boat, we'd be stranded in the dark.
You wouldn't last 5 micro units. Don't lag too far behind. Try to synchronize your paddle strokes with ours. The less disturbance we make, the better.
You got it.
This large bend in the river. I believe that we are about halfway.
Let me cross-reference with the map. Yes, that peak just to the northeast is right here, and the other peak is here. If I take back an azimuth, it puts us here.
Yes, Master, this is the halfway point.
Let them know.
Captain Tam, wait. Where's Captain Tam?
I'm right here. We're going to take advantage of the incoming tide current. I'm going to lie down and rest, then I'll take over and let Gabby rest.
Just make sure you keep up. We're approaching the halfway mark.
Don't worry. The last thing we want to do is lose sight of you two.
Speak for yourself there, Captain.
Anything new coming from Wi-Fi's ship?
They're still running on minimal power, just enough to maintain orbit.
Any fighter activity?
Nothing is stirring. The nest is quiet. How long are we going to sit up here sightseeing?
I feel the same way you do, Tika, but we have our directive from Major Witt. What's the status on the tracker he has?
They're on the move, headed north.
Well, unless the tracker's in the belly of some beast, we can assume they survived the night. Let me see the tracker on a map overlay.
Aye, aye, sir. There you go.
Magnify by 3. Yeah, that's good. If the mercenary outpost is near the head of the river, I'd say it would be about here. It's hard to tell.
I think I can do us one better, Captain Nate. Since this has been a hot spot for rage activity in the past, the IDF has surveillance satellites all along the western continent. Let me match the geo-coordinates of this map to any satellites covering the area.
That'd be sweet if they matched up.
Yes, I believe the expression is, how sweet it is. The beauty of this is that it is real-time footage.
Fantastic. Seems like they're not using any roads, and they're more than halfway there.
Halfway where?
I'd say here. Zoom in on this. Get as close as you can with high resolution.
Ah, I see it now. It looks like some sort of compound. I can see movement. Looks like some small vehicles.
Incredible. I didn't expect such advanced spy stats on such a primitive planet. I guess the IDF considers this sector highly sensitive.
With this vantage point, we can be the eyes in the sky for Major Witt.
Exactly. I can relay info to him over our closed messaging system. It should be cloaked from Wi-Fi. My only concern is blowing his cover.
I think when things get critical, the cover won't matter. Between Wi-Fi and Lister, someone will recognize him or Jaffra. I think he needs to deal with that rage pilot now and get it over with.
I'm sure he has everything under control. Send the Major a message that we have real-time eyes on him via the IDF spy satellite, and we're prepared to advise him on what's ahead, and any route directions he may want.
Aye, sir.
Can you pan left, along the river?
Panning left. It would stand to reason that anyone on the river would be farther back.
Yeah, follow it south. Whoa. That looks like two small craft on the river. What do you think?
I'd say you're right. Let me move farther south.
There's something. That looks like a single small boat. My guess it's Simon and Sam. Both Lister and Wi-Fi have a group of at least 4.
So, we have at least one group of 4 that's unaccounted.
They're probably in a vehicle, perhaps along the North Jungle Road. With the heavy jungle coverage, we probably won't see them on this satellite.
Major Witt just acknowledged receipt of message. He texted standby.
Well, we don't have much choice but to stand by.
So, Tony, just so I'm not confused about this, we're going to paddle all day, because if we get caught on the river at night, we're done for.
Yes, Sam. Keep paddling.
And that's the other thing. If we keep paddling, we will eventually run into Lister or a band of rage mercenaries, and again, we're done.
What is your point?
Well, as much as I hated that death trap you called a helicopter, why didn't we just take that?
It's a simple matter of stealth. If we arrive in that chopper, the element of surprise is gone.
Well, surprise, Tony. Any way we go about this, we're gone.
Very well, Sam. If you like, I'll paddle to the shore and you can walk back. Hold on, I'm getting a message from Witt.
Does it say, turn back, we have everything under control?
No, it says, Nate has real-time eyes on us via IDF satellite. We can follow and provide assistance upon request. Right, I'm going to contact Witt. I'm contacting Nate. We'll stay in touch. Send.
Great. Ask him where the next rest stop is.
Keep rowing. I'm going to send Nate a text. Received message from Witt that you are following. Can you determine distance of 2 canoes ahead of us? Send.
If he can see us in real time on satellite, that will give us a great advantage.
He says About 3 standard IDF miles. Who are they? Lister, Lenora, the pilot Gabby, and Captain Tam. Send.
This would be a lot easier if we had radio communications.
Unfortunately, we don't have the proper equipment. We'll just have to make do with what we have. Alright, notify Witt of our position. Tell him to contact me when he has a plan. Send. And done. Good.
All of this technology, a spaceship in orbit watching us live via satellite, handheld devices you could talk to and send text, and we're paddling up Death River in a wooden canoe propelled by 2 flat sticks.
Yes, nice to return to your roots, isn't it?
My roots haven't changed. Eat, sleep, and die in battle.
Well, at least you're consistent in 2 of those.
Those messages were from Nate and Simon.
What's going on?
Nate and Tika have been able to access an IDF spy satellite and are tracking us in real time. They've overlaid my tracking signal onto a live shot of the area.
Is the resolution good enough to see us?
Yes, and in addition, they've picked up the 2 canoes being used by Lister's group.
Well, this is good news indeed. If they can track us and Lister, they can follow Wi-Fi and Simon also. This will give us a great strategic advantage.
It will also help us in finding the most efficient route to the mercenary camp.
Although this is a good thing, it can pose a bit of a problem.
The lieutenant?
How are we going to explain to him why we decided to take a certain route or stop and go based on Nate's recommendations?
Listen, we're headed for a confrontation as it is when we get there. Between Wi-Fi's crew and Lister's, someone is bound to recognize one of us.
So I take it you want to confront the lieutenant before it gets to that. I think we should deal with this now rather than when we get close to our destination.
I agree. If it doesn't go well, we can always let him walk.
Lieutenant, could we have a word with you, please?
Yes.
We have a bit of a situation on our hands.
Does it involve me?
You know you failed your mission in Wi-Fi's eyes.
I am well aware of Lord Zokar's demands and his intolerance for failure.
Then you know it won't go well for you when we get there.
Of course I am. And I'm also aware that it will not go well for you and your crew, Major.
Why is that?
Because I know you are all IDF. And you're walking into a Rage stronghold.
How does the lieutenant know they are all IDF? What plan is Gabby making? Will all 4 groups make it to the Rage camp? And where will Barnes' investigation take him? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Destination Destiny.